systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jamble. Today is Wednesday, May 12th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 347, the Wednesday night show, of course. If you are should be watching these at thejamble.com/live or the Ustream app when it works for your mobile computing technological advanced device. A fucking awesome shit. What do we have in our pockets? Fucking computers.
Not me.
It's what we have in our pockets. It's what I have in my pocket.
I don't.
Computer.
I have a phone.
And a pocket protector.
I have a phone.
You guys can give us a call, 406-204-4687, of course. You need a Ustream account to chat in the chat, but you can type some stuff there and we'll probably give it a read. Some of you may have noticed, I sure noticed, by all of the lovely emails and messages and at reply tweets. What the fuck? Where's the show? What the fuck? You know what? Fuck you. We take a day off when we want it. Okay? So that's that.
I'm surprised nobody direct messaged me on Twitter this time.
I didn't tell them to this time.
Oh, well, good. Because I would have ignored it anyway.
Yeah, well, shit happens. So, what were you doing on Monday when we were not podcasting? Red Fox says, you should be happy you have so many concerned fans. Concerned for their own goddamn well-being. Oh my god, what am I gonna listen to at work tomorrow? There's no jam hole. My day's gonna be so boring. You're welcome for making your day less boring. Yeah. You are welcome. Oh, and I want to say real quick, the motherfucking ping bot relapsed. I kind of saw it coming. He got out of rehab. He was back. Everything was good. Back into rehab.
Red Fox goes, yeah, am I going to listen to Big Mouth? Question mark.
Right. I listen to Big Mouth. Question
if they
mark.
Ever have a show.
So. Oh, I want to mention something to Josh real quick. He was talking about how on the last episode I listened to about how the iPhone people have Android running on it. And he used that as like, ha ha ha, look at that, Matt. We even have Android on the iPhone. Dude, Josh, that's not something that you should be like, ha ha, look at this. If Apple shit was so awesome, why would anyone want Android on an iPhone? It's because the hardware is beautiful. Apple makes great hardware. Their software is a fucking prison. It is a maximum security prison that nothing gets in or out unless they okay it. And I don't know about you, but I don't have the Google CEOs reaching into my fucking droid and taking things off of it. How's that work out on the iPhone? I hear Mr. Jobs can just reach into an iPhone whenever he wants. And, oh, you got an app on there you shouldn't? Boink. Gone. Huh. Now you don't. Now you see it? Now you don't. They do that. Fun, huh?
That's not cool.
Yeah, actually, when you get an iPhone, you don't own it. You rent it, basically, even if you bought it. It is still Apple's. Read the terms of service. Read the TOS.
I
wouldn't put anything important on an iPhone because, and I mean, granted, Google, you know, owns everything else, but I trust Google a lot more than I trust Apple, so. And then if you want to talk about that, like, oh, look, it's awesome, they have Android running on an iPhone. They also got Windows 98 running on an iPad. So what does that say? Maybe, I don't know. That's all I'm saying. So, got another postcard from Delaware, Ohio. Wish you were here. I don't wish I was there, but thank you for the postcard. It'll go up on our wall of awesome postcards you guys have sent us. Thejamhole.com/POBOX is the address to our PO box if you want to send us postcards. We're asking all of our listeners to, you know, if you like the show, send us a postcard from where you're at, and we'll have them all hanging on the wall of where all our listeners are from. And then we got another thing, address, and I'm, this is pretty awesome. I'm surprised this made it. Two, the fucking jam hole.
I know, I loved that.
That's pretty awesome. And Burger sent us some disguises.
Some mustaches. And it says, for when you see your ex or when you spot your ex or whatever. But you have to cut it out to make it work.
Oh, and we did get, Amham says, oh, sure, Matt, show that one, but not mine. Yours is already on the wall, dude. It's right there. So we also got a postcard from Amham. Thank you for that. But yeah, these are pretty awesome. Emergency mustache for, yeah, what you said, when you spot your ex, which was kind of funny and ironic because I got these the same day you broke up with me. So I was like, huh, well, I guess that'll come in handy.
Huh.
And then I cried.
Yep.
So is everything cool?
I don't know. Is it?
I'm asking you. I'm not the one that had a problem. You dumped me.
You have a problem, too.
You dumped me.
We have an issue.
But you dumped me.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So is everything cool now?
And you're asking if I'm your girlfriend again?
Are you?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. I don't know anything. This was all you. So take it from the top. What happened? And go.
I got mad at you.
Why?
Because of the whole sex blowjob conversation again. Again.
Okay.
And I got tired of it. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
I'm sick of having the same argument if we don't have sex or any blowjobs for like 4 days straight.
Okay, so the problem is I am at one end of the sexual scale, if you will. Dana is at the other end of the sexual scale. Now, every now and then we come together and we meet in the middle and we have sex. But for me, I need sex all the time. I can't help it. I need it. If I don't get it, I'm cranky. I say mean things when I don't feel very happy like that. You could go our whole relationship and not give a shit if we ever fucked, right? Like, it's just not important to you.
Well, not the whole relationship, but it's not the number one thing in my
book. You could
have
sex, let's say, like once a month and be totally satisfied with that, right?
Yeah.
See, I could not. I couldn't handle that. I need intimacy. I need passion. I need that feeling. I have to have it.
But
if I'm not doing
not
drugs,
that,
I need
though.
That.
You have to just get off is the thing.
Yeah, and guitar hair did. No, it's not that, though. That's why I said I fucking hate jerking off, especially when I have a girlfriend.
Then why
because it's
do
like,
you do it
because
if you need the intimacy? And
I need the release, and I need the build-up let go, and I need to, you know, I need it. Even if I jerk off, like, I could still want to have sex with you.
But I don't, if you're saying that you need the intimacy and the you know.
Well, it's not just one thing. It's a whole bunch of things all at once. Sometimes, let's say, there's more this and that than the other. And sometimes it's more I need the intimacy and the passion than the getting off. But it's always all of it, you know.
Mm. Well, I don't know, dude. I don't need it. Like you do.
But even that, you're not willing to make me happy just by, even if you don't need it, you could just do it because you know that that's what I want and that makes me happy. Like, you can't even do that, though.
Well, I do, dude. And, like, when we have sex, like, 4 or 5 times in a week, that's me doing that for you to make you happy.
Okay.
But you've got to realize that I can't keep going like that. I can't do that.
You can't fuck me 3 times a week.
Matt.
I'm being serious.
If I can't stick to some schedule or...
Well, no, I'm not saying a schedule these days. I'm just saying that amount, you can't handle that.
I can, but dude...
But it's not worth it to you, or you just don't, or what?
Don't get mad. See, this is why I didn't even want to bring this up at all, because I knew you were going to get mad. Like, we're talking here, and you said you would be cool with us talking about this.
I can handle it if we're in, you know, great status or whatever throughout the week. And then if we're both in good moods the whole time, that's awesome. Then we can do that. But there's some days where it's like, I don't feel good, or I take a hit of your weed and I pass out on the couch, or, you know, I just, you're in a crappy mood and I don't want to be around you type of deal. There's things that come into play sometimes that make me not want to have sex.
Right. And I get that. But for like day after day after day, that's what kind of gets to me and drives me crazy. It's like, okay, well, maybe tomorrow, and then tomorrow it's nothing. And then, okay, well, maybe the next day. And then by the time I get to like the fourth or fifth day, I'm losing my fucking mind.
Well, I don't know, dude. I just have these spells where I just don't feel like doing it. And I
Guitar Hero Dave says, I would be happy to have sex with Dana once a month. And Amesby says, at least he's not cheating. I'm getting a divorce because of that crap.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't get married in the first place. But wow. Anyway, I've been thinking about it a lot, and it's probably got something to do with me losing an ovary, because I don't have the hormone balance that I used to. I noticed that I have sex more, or I want to have sex more, like 14 days after my period, which is when I'm in ovulation.
That's because your body's trying to get pregnant.
Right.
I know those tricks. I don't fall for that shit.
Well, no, I noticed
your body's like, hey, we could have sex now. And my body's like, dude, it's a trick. Don't do it. She's trying to get herself pregnant. I'm like, damn it, but I want to have sex.
That's why I take precautions.
Spoiled
and I have
again.
Birth control. So.
Well, right.
But no, I noticed that. And that's when my body produces more hormones. It makes me, you know, more.
So do we need
shit.
To just get you hopped up on hormones? Would that fix it?
It might. I don't know.
And I did what you told me to. So the other day when we were talking, you're like, you were talking to some of your friends about it, and obviously they were on your side, and I wasn't talking to anybody about it, because I was like, you know, it's none of their business, it's nobody's business but ours. And what did you say? That you wanted me to talk to somebody about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I talked to two different girls.
Girls.
Cool.
Girls... You're a girl. Why wouldn't I talk to...
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that not okay?
No, it's... Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, what was that for? Girls. Pfft, what do they know?
Just please go ahead.
Well, I'm asking you, what was that?
It was nothing.
Okay.
Please.
The first girl I talked to says that it's ridiculous, and if she doesn't have sex at least 3 times a week, she turns into a raging cunt. She gets really bitchy. She understands that sucking cock isn't like her first love, but she understands how happy it makes her man. And, you know, she's willing to do that because then in turn, her man is willing to do things for her. It's like a favor kind of trade. It sounds like that how they have it going. Like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You suck my cock, I'll go take the trash out or something. They have that kind of system going. And that seems to work for them. They've been together for quite a while, and they have kids and all that. But she's like, does your girlfriend have a vagina? Because after 3 days, I'm like fucking humping the couch. I'm humping the fucking chairs like I need sex. So, and the second girl I talked to, she says that basically it's a two-way street, and you guys, you have to give to get. We both need to give each other things in order to receive things. She also said that in a relationship, you should want to please each other no matter what it is. And you should try everything at least once, and if it's something that, you know, hurt you or made you sick, like, you were just like, ooh, I'm no more shitting on each other, that was gross, then, you know, at least you know you tried it, and you know you're both not into it. So, that was their takes on it. So, I just thought I'd
bring
that
up. What about the second chick? Does she suck her man off, like,
yeah,
every time he wants it?
Well, not every time he wants it, but she will... She knows that he loves it, you know, as all guys tend to do. So she will just randomly do it, or sometimes when he asks. But she doesn't do it every time, because she says if it happens every time, then the man will start to expect it every time, and it'll turn into a routine. And she doesn't want it to be where he gets off work, comes home, kicks his shoes off, and waits for her to suck his cock, you know. She doesn't want it to get like a routine. So that was what they had to say about it. And Guitar Hero Dave says all girls are different though, and I understand that. I was just, you know, she wanted me to talk to people about it, and I brought up that, well, we've talked about it on the show and you didn't like what the answers you were getting on there, so you were like, you know.
Well, then how come the people that I talk to are just saying that it's
because
you?
They're your family. That's why. Of course they're going to be on your side. That's a very biased.
But my family has a history of being horny men.
Doesn't
like,
matter.
Throughout their
Doesn't
lives.
Matter. You're the female in that situation, so of course they're going to cater to, you know, your side of it.
Well, fuck me for not having friends.
Well, no, I was just saying, you know.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter what they said, so.
Well, now it doesn't, because you were pretty in, you know, into what they were saying before.
Well, they say that even that when they were my age, that it, you know, if they got into a relationship, it was companionship and having fun with the person first. And then sex came naturally. It's like it was never an expected or...
Can you make that comparison, though? Because we had sex on the first night, thus setting the stage for this girl's into sex, this is going to be great. And then going on past that, we're together now, you wanted me to get my tongue pierced so that I would please you orally, and I did that, and we're like, this is awesome, you know, she likes sex as much as me. And then it kind of fizzled out. And, you know, you said that it's because it's not new and exciting and you're not trying to impress me anymore. And I kind of equated that to you're just basically saying that it's old and boring now and you're just not into it. But you say that's not it. You're still into it, just not as much.
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, you wanted to talk about it, so we're talking about it. You know, everyone needs to know why we didn't do a show Monday. We've never missed a show. You've had surgery. I've had surgery. We've traveled. We've always done shows. You know, this was a pretty epic thing. You almost walked out on me because of my sex drive. And that, to me, personally,
because
that seems...
You make me feel like I'm here to please you, and I don't like that.
But we're here to please each other. You don't get that part of it. We're here... I'm here to please you.
Sex is second in a relationship.
It is, but second to what?
Second to us. Being together, companionship, and being together and being happy with each other.
So because I like sex all the time, then that means I don't like your companionship or what? I don't understand.
You don't make me feel like I'm loved unless we're having sex, you know, that week.
Amham says you're pushing her away. She needs more than just sex, and you're not giving it. That's why she wants to go back to Florida. Is that true?
Well,
I don't give you anything else but sex.
You don't. It's the attention, dude. You need to, like,
I hold you all night long. We hold each other when we're watching stuff on the, you know, on the TV here, and I hold your hand when we're out in public. Like, I don't understand how much more attention I can give you.
I don't know.
Well, it's your... I'm asking you. Tell me. What other kind of attention do you want? I will be more than happy to give it to you, you know?
I just need to feel like everything is cool, even when we're not having sex. If we don't have sex for a week, I don't need you getting all pissed off and saying mean shit and stuff, because that doesn't make me want to have sex with you at all.
I get that, but you have to understand, I only say mean shit like that when you attack me first, when you're like, you just make me feel that certain way, and I just get pissed, and then I retaliate.
You get in that funky mindset to where everything's just horrible.
But I only get like that when I don't have sex for, like, a week, you know? Like, when we have a great night of sex, or when we fucked that one day, when we did it twice in that one day, like, the next couple days, everything was great, you know? Then day three, I was like, okay, everything's still cool. Day four, I'm like, I kind of need to have sex again. Day five, now I'm like back in the funk again.
Well, when you get in that funk, dude, you're a total turnoff. You're mean, you're agitated, you're bitchy,
But you understand that you were turned off before I got like that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got like that.
But me being turned off is just... I don't have to be like disgusted or whatever. I just didn't feel like it. And it's not a big deal. But it's really hard to want to have sex with you when you're like that. I can't just come out of the blue and come on to you all of a sudden when you're like that, because I don't want to even be near you.
Okay.
And it hurts to think that you expect me to just do shit.
Well, no, because I look at it this way. Like, if you were in a bad mood and me eating you out would cheer you up, I would do that every fucking time. Like, if I was, when I'm in a bad mood, if you just came and gave me head, I would be totally snapped out of it. But you don't do that, so.
Because I don't find that to be, I don't.
But it's not about you. That's not about you. That's about me. That's what you don't get.
Well, I've talked to other people about that, too, and even other chicks and stuff. And I'm like, he uses it to get cheered up. And I'm like, I don't understand that. And they're like, I don't get that either. If I'm in a bad mood, then, it, you know, just let me be for a little bit and talk to me. And
well, that's the chick difference. Guys are like, don't talk to me. Just do this. And chicks are like, let's just talk. You know, that's just the difference between the genders.
Well, you got to know that I can't be cheered up by sex.
Right, which is why I don't try to do that anymore.
Okay, well, I...
But I still can be, but you're not willing to, you know, do that.
Because you're in that funk, and I just, I can't do that.
But if you did it before I got in that funk, I wouldn't get in the funk.
Okay.
But you're not willing to do that. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not willing to do anything. So,
well, then.
It's the way you make it sound, dude.
Well, that's the way I make it sound, the way that I see it. Make it sound a different way, please.
That you're addicted to sex and you can't handle it if I don't have sex with you for more than a week and you have to have blowjobs or you're going to kill yourself. That's what it sounds like. It's, you make it sound... You make me feel like I am broken, that I am not normal, that I need to be fixed.
And you do the same to me. Like, oh, this guy wants sex all the time and he wants his dick sucked. What the fuck is that? You know, like, that's how you make it sound to me. And I get it. We're both on the opposite sides of the sexual scale, like I said earlier. But, you know, you just, I don't know, dude. Okay, and the other thing was that you have to understand, people are into fetishes, people have fantasies, things like that. Blowjobs is one thing, it's my favorite thing. It just so happens I have a weird foot fetish, I like my asshole licked, and I love getting my dick sucked. And that's like my top fucking thing, and then, you know, it's my favorite thing, basically. So... Just by, you know, you hating that, that automatically removes my most favorite thing.
I'm sorry.
And I was willing to give that up for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know. But we've gone through this before, too, and you've said that you cool it and you didn't. And I tried
because I didn't
to
think,
do it more.
I didn't think you were going to dump me over it, dude. That's kind of a different set of, you know, credentials here.
So when you say that you're going to do something, I have to threaten you as being dumped?
No,
you're not
no.
Change?
I try and do it, but it's not in the back of my mind that, like, she's going to fucking leave me if I ask to get my dick sucked again, you know?
I don't know what to say, dude.
That's the thing. It's like... It seems to me, and stop me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that I'm giving up a lot of things to, you know, compromise with you, and you're not changing anything. It's all me having to change it. Is that right or not? Because that's what it feels like to me.
Well, I've got to try and have sex more and...
Do you see what that sounds like, though, what you're saying? I have to try and have sex more with my boyfriend. Like, that sounds like, I don't know, it seems like that should never even be a problem. Like, I have to fuck my boyfriend. I hate my life. You know, like, it's something, why are we together? You want to do that. We want to be intimate. We want to be close, you know?
I'm sorry.
I'm asking, is that, does that seem like what's happening? That I'm giving up this stuff and you're just making me change to how you want me to be without changing anything yourself?
I've tried changing. I've tried giving you head more, or, you know, having sex and stuff more. And then if I go
and it's great,
three or
right?
4 days, then it's back to the same shit.
But going 3 or 4 days isn't, you know, trying to have sex more. And the whole head thing, like you said, that the compromise would be, okay, you can, I'll suck your dick before we fuck, well, 69 and stuff. But then you knowing that made you not want to fuck me as much. Because you knew that that's how it was going to go down, you know?
Well, I mean, change it up sometimes. We don't have to do that before sex.
But if that's
time.
The only time I get my favorite thing, then aren't I by nature going to want to do that every time? Like, if I got it, you know, just randomly here and there throughout the week or whatever, it wouldn't even be an issue. But since I don't, since you made it clear that this is the only time that this will happen, you know, I try to have it that when that happens.
I don't know how to fix this.
Well, we fixed it, didn't we?
No.
I changed everything, and you stayed, you know, the way you are, and I would just jerk off more. That was the compromise, right? This time.
Sure.
I'm asking you, dude. Do you not... You wanted to... We have to talk about this.
You're just making me feel like shit, dude.
I'm just saying how I'm feeling. How... Is this not what's happening? Amesby says, did you have sex today? No, I jerked off today. Thank you. But then, and then you start getting mad at me when I text you and I'm like, you know, I'm heading home now. I'm going to jerk off. And then, you know, then I'll see you when you get here. And you don't like that now either.
I've never liked that. I don't like to know that I don't please you enough, so you have to jerk off.
But
I don't like
it's not
knowing...
enough to want to change and try to do it more, so I don't have to jerk off.
I do. I can't push myself like that.
No, I get
I
that.
And you gotta understand, I can't have sex every day because it hurts.
I'm not expecting it every day, dude. Every other day, I'm cool with. Every couple of days, every 3 days. With a blowjob in between
like
or
knowing
something.
Knowing that you're jerking off. I don't like it. I don't like knowing that you're pulling up some image of some fucking hot chick sucking cock and jerking off to it. I just don't like it.
Even though you could easily fix it and fill that void that I'm lacking and there wouldn't even be an issue.
You make it sound so easy, but it's not for me. It's not. Okay, you say, oh, it's so easy to fix, you could just do this.
Well, it
it's
is
not.
To me because I do things all the time
well,
that I don't want to do just to make... I'm not a chick.
Well, I'm not that kind of chick.
Okay. What would make you happy if I just never asked for sex, if I never asked for my dick sucked, if I was just not sexual anymore? Only when you're ready to do it, like once a month or whatever?
You make me sound like this anti-sex queen. And that's not the case.
What's the case then? Tell me, please.
I just can't keep up with you.
Even every few days? Every 3, 4 days? Once a week? I guess? If I have to? See, that's the difference. I'm willing to change for you. You're not willing to do things like that for me. I think that's the that's
I've tried.
What the difference is. And what happens? You don't see how happy it makes me when that happens?
But I can't keep up with it. I tried, and I, you know, we have sex for, like, what, you know, your normal average or whatever.
Dude, when I was a kid and I discovered jerking off, I used to do that shit, like, all day long. No joke. Go back and listen to episode 100.
I used to fucking hump the couch and shit. I was such a horny kid. And it just never went away. But I never looked at it like a bad thing, because I always hear, like, women being like, God, my man doesn't fuck me anymore. We barely have sex once a year and this and that. And I'm like, that sucks, dude. And I don't want it to turn into that.
Well,
you know?
It's not going to turn into that. You just can't be hounding me all the time. And you can't turn into this douchebag when you don't get it.
But, and in return, you have to know that I need it, and you have to make a conscious effort to try and please me more. Just like I please you, you know? I do anything you ask me to. Anything. And you know that. But I don't get that reciprocated to me.
Just on sex and blowjobs.
That's our only problem. And some people would say that that's a great relationship if that's your only problem. But it's a big problem for me, you know, because I'm a very sexual person. Maybe a sex addict. Who knows? I don't think I'm a sex addict because sex...
I think you are.
Sex addicts cheat.
Well, you're a sex addict
that's
who actually loves someone.
No, I don't think so, dude.
Oh, okay. Dude, I'm dead serious. I seriously think you are, and I would be more than happy to go to a counseling session with you. I'm not joking.
And what happens when the counselor says you need to please your man? You don't like what she has to say, then fuck her. We'll go to a different counselor, right?
I would...
I'm asking you, because that's what happens. That's what happens with you. You're like, well, ask this person, and I do... And I tell you what they say, and you're like, no, I'm just saying, dude, you're like, let's do this and do that. Even though we've asked people, we've talked to people, and they say the same thing. You don't like what they have to say because it's not what you have in your head, you know? It's both of our faults, and you know that. I like sex too much. You don't like it enough. I was under the impression when we first got together that you were really sexual because we fucked on the first night. We fucked for
because
like 2 weeks straight.
Because I hadn't gotten laid in fucking 4 or 5 months, dude.
I had like scars on my back from how sexual we were.
Well, maybe
but
it shouldn't
it
have gone down like that.
Pittered
I'm
out.
Sorry.
Well,
I didn't
mean to
come off
it.
That way.
I don't regret it whatsoever.
It sounds like you do.
No, I don't. I regret how you've evolved. You went from being totally sexual to not, you know? And it's not. I don't mean to make it sound like you don't want to fuck me at all. It's just nowhere near how much I need it. And it got to the point where you broke up with me about it. And that fucking devastated me, dude. I have never cried that much in my life. I was seriously ready to just be like, I'm fucking done with everything. I'm done with life. This didn't work out. Then that's it, you know? Like, I was to that point. I was at the bottom.
I don't know what to say or do.
Tronstar says, you can't make her feel guilty for breaking up with you. If she's not happy, she's not happy. Are you not happy with me?
I'm not happy with this.
With the sex thing.
Yeah.
Is everything else fine? Are you happy
yeah,
with every other aspect of our relationship?
Is hate the way you make me feel about this?
I'm not making you feel any way. I'm talking and relaying what I'm experiencing.
In like the worst possible way.
No, just that's how I see it. I have no filter. I have no control over how I see it. I see it. My brain processes it and it flies out of my mouth. How are you seeing it then? Tell me your perspective of it.
I've just never had it. I've never had a relationship where sex is this important. You've compared me to your past relationships, so don't
previously,
even go there.
I'm saying right now, don't do that. Just from your perspective, not based on my previous relationships, because I can say the same thing. Based on mine, I've never had this problem either.
Fine. Well, to me, this doesn't feel normal. It's not... I don't like being pressured into having sex with my boyfriend. It should just come naturally, and we should do it when we both feel like it, not when one feels like it and the other one just gives in because they're afraid their significant other is going to
be in a
pissy
mood. Okay, but check this out. If we can't do that because you can only do it when you both feel like it if both of you want it equally. When you have one that wants it this much and one that wants it this much, you have to break it down to the least common denominator. If I want it every day and you want it twice a week, then it has to be the twice a week. You know? Do you see what I'm saying?
So what if we're supposed to have sex one night and I get in a shitty mood and I don't want to, but I do anyway? It's going to be the most unsatisfying crap that you've ever had. Are you still going to enjoy it?
Probably.
I asked you this question and I don't understand it, and I asked other people this. How can you enjoy when I give you head, you with you knowing that I detest it that much?
Because
how can you enjoy knowing that you are basically pressuring someone into sucking your dick against their will?
Because you've done it before and you do it really good, and because it's my most favorite thing. And because I do things for you that I don't want to do. How can you pressure me into doing those things? You know, I can turn it around just as easy. That the fact of the matter is that you're not willing to do this thing that is my favorite thing in order to make me happy. You can't take 5 minutes out of your day to put a smile on my face just for the fuck of it. Like, what is the damage done? What is the risk? Let's do some risk assessment, risk management. What is the worst possible thing that could happen if you sucked me off? It doesn't hurt you, right? No, I'm serious, dude. It's risk management. Whenever you make a decision, you look at what the worst possible thing, the worst possible outcome could be. And if that outweighs the positives, then you don't do it. But if that risk is like, let's say, well, I might get a hair in my mouth. Okay, well, if that's the worst possible thing, the positive outweighs the negative by far. It's like playing Russian roulette. Okay, let's say, for example, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? Well, I could die. Okay, now what's the other side of it? Well, I could hit it and not be the bullet and then go on to the next round. You see that? Like, it doesn't hurt you physically. It doesn't hurt you mentally because you've done it before and you've done it really amazing. Almost, I would say, probably the best I've ever had blowjob-wise. Which makes me want it even more.
It's not the point. It doesn't matter if it hurts me or not, or the consequences of it. I don't like to do it.
Amesby says, I also believe that if it wasn't for the show, you wouldn't still be together. Is that true?
I don't like her anyway, so I don't really care.
Wow, you can't hate our fans because they're not siding with you in this particular thing.
No, it's just everything it's negative comes out of her text, and I'm sick of reading it, honestly. So
okay, well,
no, that's not the case.
And now what about your friend Ashley? You wanted to talk to somebody else and she told you to just do it, just please your man, it's no big deal. And then all
she
of a sudden you didn't
that.
Like what she had to say about it, though.
She likes that,
right? But she's still your friend, and you know, you don't take her advice. I don't know. So basically, that's that. We had an argument. She broke up with me. I cried. She cried. We all cried. I told her that, okay, I need you to, you know, be more conscious about the fact that I need sex. I need to be intimate with you. I love you more than anything. And fuck blowjobs. I will never ask you for it again. I will, you know, try to not be an asshole if we don't have sex. You know, as much as I'd like, I will jerk off more, which I've been doing, and that was okay, right? We came to an agreement, and you're here.
It's fine.
So is everything cool?
Yeah.
Why are you so upset now? This is what I didn't want to happen. This is why I wasn't even going to bring this up. But you said you were going to be okay with it. Now what's wrong? I hate seeing you like this.
I don't know, dude.
Well, what's the matter?
It's just the way you make me feel about the whole thing.
I'm not making you feel any particular way, though. I'm just saying what I see. If that makes you feel bad, then you should assess what's happening. That why is this going on, you know? Like, I'm not spinning it any one way or another or anything like that. I'm just telling you, this is how I feel. This is what I see.
I don't know. Okay, you put things into words the way...
I'm a rapper. I am a wordsmith.
Okay, and I can't do that. And when you come at me and put everything together like that and make me sound like that or make it sound the way you do, it fucking hurts. And I don't know how to make it sound... I don't know. I can't do it, dude.
There's no good way to make this sound either way. I'm just relaying my point of view, and I want you to relay your point of view. I understand that we talked about the whole, like, why don't you like sucking cock? And you finally ended up telling me that you think it's degrading, right? What did you say? Like, why does that bother you so much?
I just don't like it.
But I know that, but there was a reason for it.
Because it is degrading. It's fucking embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? And it's not for me to put my face all over your pussy and stuff, right?
I don't beg you to do that.
But if you did, I would. And I don't feel degraded. And what I told you earlier is that there should be no shame in our relationship. Like, we should be able to piss on each other, to shit on each other, and not be shameful of one another because we're in love, you know? Like, I can... I said this when we were talking, if you shit your pants, I wouldn't fucking make fun of you and make you feel ashamed of it. I would help you clean up and, you know, we would joke about it on the show. Like, when you're sucking my cock, you're the one in control. You understand that, right? You have the most sensitive organ on my body in your mouth, and it's so much, you have the control at that point, but you don't understand that. You think I'm the one in control and I'm degrading you.
I just don't like the way it makes me feel. Why don't you understand that?
I do understand that. I'm just trying to say that you think it's degrading, and I'm trying to show you that it's not. You feel ashamed of it. You shouldn't be. It is the most beautiful thing. That it's so beautiful, and there's nothing shameful about it. There's nothing degrading about it.
Well, there's shit that I can't make you change your mind about, okay?
Like what, though?
Like, in, like, dumb, stupid stuff, like vegetables.
Vegetables? I don't eat vegetables.
Okay, and I can't make you change your mind about that, because you have a set way you do things with that, right?
If it made you... Okay, let me put it this way. If it made you super upset that I didn't eat vegetables, I fucking would, okay? That's the difference. I definitely would. Because I know that I see that every time you see me not eat a vegetable, it breaks your heart. And I live first and foremost to please you. Second, to please me. Third, maybe if I have time, to please all these motherfucking people that listen to this godforsaken show 3 days a week. But, like, if I knew, like, it doesn't hurt you when I don't eat vegetables, right? And I know this is a silly example, but... Like, it hurts me when you're like, that's disgusting, I don't want your dick in my mouth. Like, that really hurts me, like, and we've talked about this before.
Why does that hurt you? I've told you it's not you or your dick, and you should know that by now because I've drilled it into your fucking head. You've just got to realize that the act for me is the thing that I don't like. It is disgusting to me. I don't like it.
What's
it makes
disgusting
me feel
about
disgusting.
It? Like, are you afraid that I'll just start peeing all of a sudden in your mouth or something like that? Or
no, I just...
Is it... It's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing, right?
Yes. I just don't like it.
And then I try and think of it like, what is the one thing in the world, in mankind's history, what is the one thing man cannot do for himself? We can't suck our own dicks. That is the one thing that we absolutely need women or other dudes, if you're gay, Like, that is the one thing we can't do. We can go to the fucking moon. We can fly spaceships, kind of, when NASA has a budget. We can make computers that fit into our fucking pockets. The one thing all of these men cannot do is suck their own dicks. That is why that is the apple of our eye as far as what women do to please us, because it's like having an itch in the middle of your back that you just can't reach. When someone comes along and scratches it, you're like, oh my God, thank you so fucking much. I needed you to do that because I couldn't reach it. So in that regard, in that respect, it's an empowering thing, I think. It's the complete opposite of being disgusting and shameful and stuff. Like, it's like helping a brother out. It's like, you know, I can't do this, and you love me enough that you're willing to do that for me? Like, that's love. That's amazing to me.
So a blowjob is love.
No. Okay. So that's that. So I just, you know, we compromise. And that's just how it has to be, I guess. And I'm willing to do that because I fucking love you. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to have my favorite thing sexually taken away in order to keep you. I'm willing to fucking do that because I love you. You understand that, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just...
So if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, email info@thejamhole.com or leave us a message, 406-204-4687. So, do you guys remember, I wrote some show notes about this, when was it? I don't know, it was a bit ago, but you remember a while ago on the show, we were talking about how there was this bitch on the Flathead Beacon, right? And she's like total neo-Nazi fucking white power, and she was on the fucking Stormfront website posting about how, hey, if you hate niggers, come move to Kalispell, Montana, because there ain't none here, you know? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So apparently we've been having this guy, and I wrote these in the show notes. I'm not sure someone can find it, but there's this guy that's screening Nazi movies, like Holocaust denial films. Have you ever watched anything like that?
No.
These people are fucking crazy, dude. They're like, the Holocaust never happened. Hitler was good. This and that, right? Like, they're not... They're just crazy. So they're screening these movies, and apparently that chick was there, the one that was writing on the Stormfront thing, and she fucking got arrested, dude. Her and this other dude got arrested for assault. You know why?
Why?
Some dude was taking pictures of them walking in. She come at him, threw the camera on the ground, broke it, and fucking assaulted the guy. I don't know. I personally thought that was pretty fucking funny that now she's in jail with probably all of the black people that live in Kalispell.
Probably.
That wasn't very nice. But true. So, yeah, moving on. I am pretty much hooked on Stargate Atlantis. I have a problem, man. I have a fucking problem. I can't stop watching it. That is such a great show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If we had Stargate technology, ho 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 boy. If I had the genes of the ancients, the 501s, oh man. How fucking watching that shit makes me just so sad at how unevolved we are. Like, I want a Stargate. I want a fucking keynote. How cool would that be? To have a little floating sphere with a fucking camera on it that you could just, like, we could have a Kino here and a Kino here totally streaming to the mothership in beautiful fucking H.260. I don't know what's the open source codec. I guess we're not allowed to use H.264, are we? But I don't know. I just thought that was pretty cool. It is a great show. I like I'm only on season one. Somebody told me that there's like 5 or 6 seasons of the shit.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
But then they ended it, right? And they never really finished it. That's what I heard. So he's like, you might not want to watch the last, you know, few episodes or whatever.
I don't remember.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. And Stargate Universe, still digging the shit out of that one, where they're trapped on the spaceship.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then, I did want to mention, guess who started a podcast?
Who?
The Flathead Beacon.
The guy that I first emailed way back when, who didn't even know what the fuck a podcast was, and I was like, hey, we're doing this, you know, this is what's up. And he's like, that's dumb. No one listens to that. That's interesting that you have one now. You know what's about?
What?
Come listen to our editor, Kellen, talk about what's new in the valley. Like, I bet that is the most interesting podcast in the world.
I bet not.
So, God. I will for you guys, because I love you guys also. I'm making sacrifices all around today. I will download an episode of it, and I'll listen to it, and I will try to get some clips of it so you guys can hear his podcast. I just thought that was so funny. Like, be the editor of your paper. If you want to start a podcast, ask this guy. I'll do it. I'll do all the podcasts. I'll go to the high school and teach a motherfucking class on how to fucking podcast. Because...
yeah, good idea. So...
so more people can do it?
No, because then you're going to be tied up all the time and you're going to be even more pissed off than normal.
No, it...
you would be.
It's not that stuff that pisses me off. Like, rapping and stuff like that. I love rapping. I'm loving the shit out of performing.
So the only free time that we would get together would be spent... fucking.
No, what are you saying?
I'm saying that if you took up your time all the time helping people with podcasts and crap, no, and teaching a class podcasting, the only free time we would have together, I would get hounded even more for sex.
No, we make time for ourselves. We do things together. I'll totally, like, ditch a bunch of stuff that I was going to do or wanted to do or whatever to just hang out with you, you know? Because we love each other. That's what we do.
Okay.
But no, I get what you're saying, but it doesn't, I'm not stressed and pissed off because of that. Like, that is strictly a sexual thing. Like, I don't know, it has nothing to do, and granted, sometimes I'm in a shitty mood because the bitches here and there that I run into in my day-to-day life, maybe the girls at the office are being cunts or whatever, one more than the other, you know which one you are, I'm sure you're listening to this.
Probably.
And, like, that stuff gets me in a shitty mood, but not, I don't know, nowhere near, like, the sexual frustration that I get sometimes. And that's bad. I wish I wasn't like that. Like, I wish I was as nonchalant about it as you were, man. That would make my life so much easier.
Yeah.
But I can't. I'm just not, I wasn't made that way, you know? Come from a long line of sex addicts. Me and David Duchovny, we're sex addicts. So...
I do, too. That's the weird thing. I don't understand.
You gotta talk a little louder, hon.
I said I do, too, and I don't that's why I don't understand. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. And, yeah, the Pingbot relapsed, so pretty pissed about that. Oh, let's see. Moving on. Got some notes here. We already talked about that. The new Sage Francis album is out. One of my favorite hip-hop artists. One of the hip-hop...
I heard you listening to it earlier.
I listened to it some more today, and I gotta say, he did what Idea did. You remember Idea and Abilities, right? The fast rapper that was just, like, fucking awesome, right? And then he came out with By the Throat, and it was totally different, like guitar singing songs.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is horrible. And there's a couple songs in there that he rapped over the guitar and it sounded really good. But then, like, going back to, like, the emo love song of just singing, like, you're a rapper, dude. Fucking rap. And you are amazing at it. Like, you need to do that. Let these other faggy bands do that kind of music. Like, you keep rapping. Well, Sage Francis kind of did the same thing. But he kept it more rap than alternative. What I don't even know what you would call that.
I don't know.
Whiny crap.
Honestly, don't care for it. I heard you listening to it, and I just kind of don't like his shit in general.
Any of it?
I like some of it, but that I just didn't like. It was boring.
Well, you only heard bits and pieces of it, because I was just kind of fast-forwarding through to see, you know, what was what. But I listened to it more today, and it's really good. It's called Life, a new Sage Francis album. You should probably check that out. Good stuff. New sound, still awesome.
And sounded boring.
That fool's got a fucking label going on. Strange Famous. I would love to one day be on that label, man. That would be so cool. Mm-hmm. Fags are coming to town. Not happy about that. Driving around
windows up. I still can't hear my fucking music because you're a fucking fag with a fag fucking Harley with no fucking muffler on. Or do they make them that way on purpose so that people know, like, oh, here come the fags. Better hide your buttholes.
I mean, what do you think a glass pack is? That's...
Well, right. And I get it on cars and stuff, and it makes it sound badass, but it's just annoying when there's, like, fucking 15 of them, and I can't hear the last 2 minutes of the podcast I was listening to because you need attention in your midlife crisis because you're fucking knocking 50's door the fuck down, and your wife doesn't have sex with you anymore. So you're like, ah, I'm going to go buy the loudest, most obnoxious thing I can possibly think of to ride. What would that be? A Harley. I'm going to buy...
You mean the thing that you hear outside the window right now?
Fags, my friend, and they come out in this valley fucking like crazy.
I don't like it when people make their cars and stuff sound like that, or their trucks. It's so stupid. I have a truck that's loud. It's really loud, but it was built that way. I didn't have to put different mufflers on it. It's got dual exhaust that comes straight out of the manifold. Yeah, it's
the difference
loud.
Is when you have a V8 350 making that sound compared to a V4, you know, like a fucking 80 horsepower neon engine that's making pretty much the same sound. Like, there's power behind one of them and not the other. But I just gotta say, it is so annoying, and we get so many of these fags up here.
In the summertime. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they all go up to the park, and that has got to be the most annoying thing. Like, you're out at Glacier International Park, right? You're enjoying the scenery. Everything is beautiful. And all of a sudden you hear... like fucking 50 of them. And then there goes anything that was living that you might have wanted to take a picture of. So, not happy about that. Just go home. Sell your bikes and use the money to take your wife out to a bed and breakfast. Please. Fucking please.
Yeah,
So there was a medical marijuana dispensary in Billings that got firebombed. Did you guys hear about this? I mean,
nope.
Did you hear about this? It says, someone threw a Molotov cocktail through the window of a Billings medical marijuana business early Monday, and then they spray-painted something on its storefront. You know what it said?
What?
Not in our town! Hit had a herd of hill hill! You wanna sell pot? This is an alcohol town. You take your hippie green faggot smoke and you get the fuck out. Not in our town. Really, guys?
It's in every town.
You firebombed. You'd think they were fucking doing back alley abortions in there. That's what crazy people do to abortion clinics. They firebomb them. These fools were selling weed. Now, if you threw the Molotov cocktail through the window, caught all the weed on fire, sat there and smoked up, then all right. But then to be like, not in our town, we're redneck, unevolved hicks here. We'll have none of this medicinal marijuana here. Not in our town. Unfucking believable, dude. It's people like this that run our city, and that is something I cry about every night. The attempted arsons came as the Billings City Council prepared to vote Monday night on whether to place a 6-month moratorium on new medical marijuana businesses opening in the city. Why don't you just copy what our retarded fucking city council did? Put the moratorium on and then after that say, nope, sorry, not allowed. You know why? Because we have no idea how to run this city. We have no clue what we're doing. That's why. We have too many people telling us what to do, and we don't know what the fuck to do anymore. So, how about this? We're gonna just go ahead and shove our heads up our own asses, and when you guys figure out what you want to do, then come and tap me on my shoulder, which will probably be near my asshole, and then, you know, we'll have another vote. Because that's what we get paid to do. We get paid to vote. And then if we don't like how that vote came out, you know what we'll do?
Vote again.
We'll fucking vote again. And we'll keep on voting till somebody throws
Guitar
a mall.
Guitar Hero Dave says attempted arson, so they did not burn down?
It did burn down, I guess, some of it. Let me see. It says a rock was used to break the glass of Montana Therapeutics at 4:30 a.m. Monday, and a beer bottle filled with gasoline was lit and thrown inside. A passerby reported the fire. Fire crews quickly put out the small blaze. They got blaze. And a day earlier at about 5 a.m., surveillance video showed two young men spray painting, quote, "not in our town" on the front of the Big Sky patient care, and then threw a rock through the front door, followed by a flaming bottle. God, that's so awful.
Yeah. People what? Are stupid.
Okay, I got a question for you. What would this town look like if everybody that smoked weed left?
It'd be empty.
Inbred? Empty?
Yeah.
Alcoholic? A lot of violence, I would guess. Economy would be pretty much non-existent, even more so than it is now, right?
Pretty much.
Like, these... We are everywhere. I don't think you guys realize this. We are everywhere. We're doctors, we're lawyers, we're water delivery guys, we're rappers, we're podcasters. We are everywhere. If you want to start a war against pot smokers, we will decimate you, dude.
If you can remember what you're supposed to do.
If we can get motivated enough to do it. But I'm saying, like, if it came down to it and there was a war between the non-smokers and the smokers, or even not even that, the people that are against weed, let's just say overall, and the people that are for it, like, you would be on the for it side. Even though you don't smoke it, you're still for it, right?
Right.
So that would be like 300, and we would decimate all of Persia, all of it. So I don't know, they did about $2,500 in damage. Yeah, and it's just all this voting thing, and this is what happens when you divide the city like that. When you have, you know, half of them wanting it and the other half not really not wanting it. Some of them definitely don't want it because they're under that whole "we're going to smoke weed and go crazy and rape our children" mentality. But the other people just don't know what to do. Like, I've heard this so many times. People are like, "I don't have a problem with marijuana. It's just that it's illegal. And that's why my problem is with it. It's illegal." Like, well, why is it illegal, dude? You don't wear your seatbelt all the time when you drive. That's illegal. Like, what's the fucking difference? It's because all the negative propaganda that has been brainwashed into all of these generations, from mine going all the way back to probably my great-grandparents, and they don't know, like, that's all they know. Why is it illegal? Because the government said so. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we elected the government to do what we want instead of the other way around. Boy, could you imagine, man, if we just elect them all and they just did whatever the fuck they wanted? Oh, glad I don't live in that world. I'll tell you what, I would Stargate the fuck out of there. Yeah. Stat. That is for sure. So
planet hop, dial chevron after chevron.
I know, right? Shit, we don't have enough powder for the eighth chevron. God, I love that. Fucking Dr. Rush. Awesome. So it's the 50-year anniversary of
what?
Birth control this month, I believe.
Cool.
And I just wanted to mention this. I heard this on Yeah Dude, awesome podcast. Love those guys. That even though we have all this birth control and stuff, something about, like, unwanted pregnancies and unplanned pregnancies have still continually risen, like, the numbers.
Because we have dumb people who live.
Amen to that.
It's
stop living. Hey, dumb people, stop living. And I know, I'm not meaning, like, our listeners are dumb, because if you listen to this show, you're not dumb for sure. But if you know someone that's dumb, just tell them to stop living. Tell them Matt from the Jam Hole, Hasmatic from the FOS crew, told them to stop living. Because you're doing it wrong, obviously.
No, it's more young kids that don't want their parents to find out that they're having sex. So they don't go to get the birth control, and then they do get pregnant, and then their parents are like, "It's your fault you're having it."
Or they try to go get the birth control and they get stopped by a bunch of fucking crazy Jesus freak protesters that are like, "Don't kill that baby."
They don't protest to birth control.
Right, but they protest the place that offers it. Just because, yeah, the family planning place doesn't just do abortions. Remember when I talked to the lady, I think we talked about it on the show, that she's like, these people think that all we do all day is run abortions in and out. You know, she's like, an abortion here is the last thing we bring up for them. That is like our last chance, basically. Like, we try and say, well, there's adoption. If you don't want it, we understand. Or, you know, we try and be preventative. A lot of people get their birth control there, but then they're like, you know, if it comes down to it, we will do it. But that's, we're not an abortion farm, you know? And that's what those people make it sound like. It's like, all you're doing is like, now serving number 43, fucking open up. Okay, next, now serving 44. They don't even wipe it off. They just, you know, like, yeah. It's not like that. I know.
Well, I don't know. They should be giving birth control out for free.
They should be putting it in the fucking water for like the next 10 years.
No, they should totally give it out for free, though. It's bullshit that you have to go in there and like people, you know, they lie and say they don't have a job and they don't live with anyone just for free. Like they're going to have to fucking pay some money for birth control because they're broke.
If you like fucking pay your way. And if you can't, then that's understandable, I guess.
That's stupid, but though. If you go in there and you tell them that you have a roommate, they ask, they want to know that person's income because that affects you somehow.
I would just be like, I live by myself. My mom pays my rent.
It doesn't affect you whatsoever if your roommate makes more money than you do.
Well, hold on. Did your roommate get you pregnant? Because then, you know, maybe.
I don't know.
But happy anniversary.
Birth control should fucking be free.
Well, all medical stuff, if you want to talk communism, all that shit should be free. But let's be honest, you know, that's never gonna happen. And if it does, it's gonna happen just horribly, like in Canada, you know. Free healthcare. Well, yeah, I'd rather pay for it because I get better service, of course, but what do you do? Last thing I want to mention here, I got a few more news stories I definitely would like to talk to. We haven't talked to you guys in a few days, but I was noticing something, and I know I'm not the only person that does this, okay?
What?
You all have phones with touch screens on them now, correct?
No. Nope.
We all do this? Okay, not you, but you see people with these, you know. Okay, so you have a phone with a touch screen on it, and you touch it, and you touch it, and you touch it, and it gets, you know, almost unreadable eventually. Sometimes just using your shirt to wipe it off like this doesn't do it, and I caught myself doing this more and more recently. I'll take my phone out, and before I use it, I'll give the screen a lick. Like that. And then I'll wipe it off, right?
Right.
I was wondering, has anybody gotten a disease from licking their touchscreen phone? Because I did that today and I got like this weird taste in my mouth and I don't know what it was, but I was like, that could have been E. coli or some shit. Like, has anyone gotten sick from licking their phone or somebody else's phone? I'm just curious about that. Email info@thejamhole.com if that's happened to you, because our phones are fucking dirty, dude. And then we lick them.
I've been doing that my whole life with glasses.
With windows?
Glasses.
I was thinking like drinking glasses. Gotcha. You lick them though?
Yeah.
I guess it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Except that your lenses, you can't take a pen and go like this.
Why would you do that?
Because it's scratch-proof, sucker! You can take keys to this, and it doesn't scratch!
Even if my shit were scratch-proof, I wouldn't do that.
I saw some dude online on YouTube doing it with his car keys, and I fucking cringed, dude. I was like, a brand new fucking Nexus One, don't do that, dude. But yeah, they don't scratch.
It freaks me out with glasses. I would never do that.
It's a very hard surface, I'll tell you what.
Actually, these are scratch resistant, and I wouldn't do that. Fuck that. I'd hate you if you did that in my glasses.
You know who should be ashamed, but who isn't?
Who?
Animals. Dogs, cats mostly, they walk around with their buttholes just hanging out. And that's weird, and I'm kind of sick of it, but I found online, you know, that you can purchase animal butthole covers. Did you know that?
No.
That's right. They come in an assortment of flavors and colors and designs. They're scented, perhaps. And it's a little thing that you hang on their tail or whatever, and it covers their butthole. How fucking amazing is the world we live in? We have made a device to cover your pet's unsightly butthole. Now, I don't know what happens when they poop. If it just
if they lift their tail up and that lifts the thing up or what, but it looks retarded, and I'm going to say that this is marketed to the same people that
buy the little dog clothing. Shirt things.
Yep, clothing for your animals. But, and that's cool. Like, how many times
you
have
you cover your dog's private parts.
I know. Fucking A. How many times have you just been chilling and all of a sudden the cat comes up and is like, lay meow, and you fucking pet it, and then all of a sudden, butthole in the face. I'll flick it. I'll just...
It's an animal.
I flick her butthole when that
Move
happens.
Move the cat out of the way.
Or what if you didn't have to? What if there was a device, an invention, if you will, that covered it for you?
I'd laugh and wouldn't buy it.
What an amazing world we live in. I'm glad that there's such a thing as animal b-hole covers. I will sleep good tonight after I jerk off twice, knowing that there are animals out there who have their b-holes covered.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's so cool.
All right. Well, got some new stories here. This is kind of fucked up. In this city playground... Got it. Thank you, co-host. Apparently, somebody went around the Lake Bottom Park and put razor blades all over the playground equipment.
Awesome.
Like, all over where kids would grab onto, like monkey bars. Like, could you imagine you just jump up and you're like, ah, my hand just sliced off. That's
Where's
fucked
that
up,
at?
Dude. It's in Ledger. You know, if you have a newspaper website, put the fucking city of where it's from at the top. I don't know. It's Lake Bottom Park, wherever that is.
Okay.
So, police and city workers said the blades were taped to places children were likely to touch. Columbus police saw... Oh, is this Ohio? Columbus, Ohio? I don't know. The officer, Trisha Wolfley, was working traffic patrol at the red light across the street when a woman with a two-year-old boy came over and told the cop that she found a razor blade. The cop began searching the playground and found 9 blades. They were box cutter type blades. They were taped in places kids of all ages would grab.
Awesome.
That's so crazy, dude. Like, could you really hate kids?
It's a good idea.
That much that you would do that, though? Like,
yeah.
You're very heartless sometimes. Like, I don't like kids, but I'm not going around taping fucking razor blades to their toys or putting lead in the toys, China. Talking to you,
I don't know.
It'd
be funny to watch.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
That's not different. If you taped them up there and you sat there and watched, it's still funny.
Right, I'm saying not taping them up there, though. That's the fucked up part. If you're just sitting there watching... Someone else do it. Maybe you should probably say something. I take that back. This is a horrible thing to happen. Quote, it's pretty sad that someone would do that with kids playing, Adams said. Workers used yellow tape to cordon off the area at the northern end of the park, and workers scanned it with metal detectors to make sure all the blades had been found. They also planned to search other parks and playgrounds in the city and alerted the school system. Yeah, so that's pretty crazy. Like, you don't expect that. I mean, maybe in the ghetto you find, like, syringes and, you know, drug baggies. But, like, this was obviously done with malicious intent. It wasn't like, oops, where did my 9 box cutter razor blades go? Oh, how did it get up there? Taped on the monkey bars and the slides and shit.
Oops.
All right, well, here's a story for you. A spurned lover... who stabbed her former boyfriend in the blank.
I don't know.
Really?
What? I don't
where
know.
Where would you stab... If you hated me, where would you stab me at to do the most pain?
Probably in the dick.
In the... Show me in the dick. In the fucking dick. Tatiana Bastos, 29, plunged... the blade into her ex's groin in a fatal attraction style attack after discovering he had a new girlfriend.
Of course.
Wow. Well, why would you drive with your ex? Like, if you know her, you've known her a while, I'm sure, long enough to know that this bitch is a little nuts, and Tatiana Bastos, that's a Spanish name, if I am correct. They're crazy. They will cut your dick off and then fuck you with it and then jam it down your fucking throat.
Probably.
They're nuts, dude.
Well, he probably needed a ride. Got it from her.
She needed a ride. Yeah. She did. Ricardo Moraes, 31, needed stitches after the 6-inch blade cut through 3 inches of penis. Bwah, bwah. The stunned factory worker told a jury at the Lincoln Crown Court that he felt the cold of the knife and was in agony as he fought to stop the car by pulling on the e-brake. That is so fucking horrible, dude.
Well,
this is funnier than little kids getting their shit cut by razor
don't
blades.
Rub
though.
Your new girlfriend in your ex-girlfriend's face.
Yeah. No, I wonder if that's how
it's
it
probably
happened.
Probably what happened. He's like, hey, give me a ride. And then halfway down the road, he's like, yeah, you're taking me to my new girlfriend's house. She's way hotter. And then she
to Guitar Hero Dave says, so Matt, you will not be riding with Danny in the car anymore? Well, I also don't have a new girlfriend, so I think I'm okay. And honestly, you would probably do more damage to my new girlfriend than you would me. I'm quick.
Probably.
I'm like a ninja star.
It's okay. You have to come home sometime, right?
Not if that were the case. Not if I knew you were waiting here with your Lorena Bobbitt Halloween costume on, getting ready to...
You would ditch all this shit?
I would get, like, some... I would, like, rack it up like I was Jack Bauer getting ready to do a mission, dude. Fucking full-on gear, Kevlar, fucking SWAT P90 at the ready, and then I would, like, fucking flashbang the room so you were all, like, disoriented, and then I'd run in, chloroform, knock you out, and then I would, you know, do what I needed to do.
You're a sissy.
And probably have sex with you one last time.
You're a sissy, dude. You couldn't confront me?
I could confront you. I just don't want my dick cut off. And I know women are crazy when this kind of shit happens, you know? Mm. I've dealt with too many of them. I know better than that.
Okay.
Is that a sissy?
That you can't confront a girl.
Because that girl is crazy and has a fucking 6-inch butcher knife? Yeah. I'm kind of attached to my dick. Kind of.
Okay.
All right. Well, after the attack, she tried then to cover her tracks by making up a story that he had sexually assaulted her. That is low, you fucking bitch. That is low. Quote, when you stabbed the knife into his groin, it penetrated 3 levels of clothing, his jeans, his thermals, and his boxer shorts, the judge said. Caroline Bradley, prosecutor, said that after their relationship broke up, Bastos had grilled Mr. Moray for information about his new girlfriend and demanded to know why he wasn't answering her text messages. So she wanted to know. She grilled his ass. And then he told her and then she stabbed him? See, we're not doing so bad now in you know, what's the word I'm looking for? In
hindsight.
Perspective? I don't know. In reality, we're not doing so bad in comparison.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Compared to that? Fuck yeah, we are.
It's
fuck
not
yeah.
Too far away.
Really?
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's just you pushing me that little extra bit.
Okay, well, I apologize. She turned up unannounced at the Curry's Depot where Mr. Moray worked in Newark. Oh, it's into bricks, that's why. Life is tough into bricks. Ask Redman. 2 months after he had ended their relationship and moved in with his brother, Mr. Moray was given permission by his supervisor to drive Bastos back to her Lincoln flat, but she then made sexual advances, which he rejected. He was like, no, I got a new girlfriend, and she's not as crazy as you. Quote, she said she was going to kill me and then kill herself, he said. I didn't believe her. That was my mistake. I just kept driving and kept my eye on the road. The next thing, I felt Tatiana leaning into me, and I felt the blade in my groin. I would have snapped her fucking neck so fast. Like, just instant reaction, dude. I would have been like, done. I wouldn't have even been able to control it.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, it is. Quote, I hadn't expected it. She didn't say anything. I felt I was going to die. Mr. Moore, I was forced to give evidence in court against his former partner after she denied making up the sexual complaint against him. So, shitty deal for them. And,
sucks.
Yeah, well, that's it. Thank you guys so much for being with us. 406-204-4687. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. We'll be back Friday.
Yep.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.